to the Conservative Liberal. That's me. Hey, we're in week 35, 2008. That's the way we do things around here. We do them by the week. Let's see. We're going to discuss all kinds of things that have happened during this week. Kind of like a 60 minutes, but in, heller space kind of thing. The thing I want to talk about today is vision. We all have visions about what we think the way things are going to be. And sometimes we put them to good use and it works out. Sometimes we put them to use, but it doesn't work out. So what do you do? What do you do when you think something's going to be the way you want it to be and then it turns out it's not the way you want it to be? Can you go backwards? Well, I guess, folks, with money, you can do anything. You know, you're building a pool, you're remodeling, you're painting the wrong color, you added on, and it covered up too much of the view. You can change things, but how can one live with what they decided, with the choice that they made? Well, I don't know. I don't think it's easy, because especially if it's something that you don't like. You don't like the way it turned out. Well, I don't know. Does that carry on to other things other than personal things? I mean, you have this idea to start a business and you're going forward with it and you think it's the greatest invention in the world, or you think it's the greatest business plan you could ever think of, and you're going forward and you're doing it. And, you know, the days go by, the weeks go by, the months are going by, and then the years start going by. You're in more debt. Something's not working. What do you do? Is there a time where you just have to say enough is enough? Or is there a time where you have to, seek advice by a professional? Well, I don't know if that's always a good idea. I think so. I think most of the time you have to make these decisions on your own because you have to live with the consequences. Life isn't perfect. The world isn't perfect. Our politicians aren't perfect. America, as perfect as it is compared to the rest of the world, is not perfect. So we're going to get into a bunch of things today. What I do on this show is we play excerpts of all the radio talk show hosts that I find fascinating and interesting. Most of the guys on the right, the conservative guys, I think they make the most sense. They probably have the higher of the IQ. I mean, there's some guys on the left that, think they're smart. That's the problem. They think they're smart. The things that I'm going to discuss today is McCain's pick for vice president. I'm going to give you my pros and cons on that. We're going to talk about Bill and Harry at the Democratic Convention and what they had to say. We're going to talk about the Arctic ice being at the lowest level since they recorded on this, keeping track of that kind of thing. And then I want to talk a little about health insurance. So let's go to our first excerpt and see what this man has to say. And then I'm going to rip him apart because that's what I do. I mean, that's what makes it interesting to me. I mean, just to play somebody's excerpt and say, the whole purpose of playing this excerpt is for me to dissect it and find all the flaws in it. So that's what we're going to do. Let's go to the first one. Here we go.
Until there's a specific deadline for the withdrawal of American troops. Okay, let's get the one. Let's get the heck out of there. Give them one. Here. Here's the deadline. We'll get out. I want to get out. If Maliki wants us out, good. Bye. See you. Okay? We'll put an air base in there, and we'll guard the pipeline, and you do everything else. Is that fair? I think that's fair. Let's get out of there. Is everybody clear on that? Me and Barack, we're on the same page there. I don't withdraw unilaterally like he would, or he says he would. I don't think he would. Now that Biden's on the ticket, by the way, there's a lot of things going to change in that regard. But, we want you guys out. Good. See ya. You handle it.
It doesn't matter what the leaders of Iraq say, Bill, that if they want us to give some kind of timeline to when we're going to get out, it's up to our leaders and our generals to decide when we're going to get out of there. Because this is the war we're winning and going to win, and this is a country that we're conquering, because we decided to go with war with him. And when you go to war with somebody and you conquer and you win, then you make up the rules. Well, I know that what people are thinking out there, well, how can you make up the rules in a Muslim nation? Well, we're not trying to give them or tell them what religion to be or whatever. We're just trying to point them in the right direction of living in a democratic society, like the rest of the nations that are trying to do out that way, being Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia. You know, if they can kind of manage themselves like that, then I think we'd be fine. We're never 100% going to be out of there. It's just not going to work. We have to be everywhere to protect our interests, everywhere. That's the way it works. And until such time that we have our own natural resources that we can depend on 100%, then we got to be out there, protecting things. And I mean things like protecting ourselves from this religious ideology that where people want to kill us, and protecting natural resources like our oil. I don't mean to say our oil, but essentially it is kind of our oil. I mean, when you look at the countries that we've won the war in, Germany and Japan, we let them be countries that, again, we're not running or ruling over Germany and Japan, which we probably should be, but we don't do that. We eventually let the countries take care of themselves. So don't let the leaders or the leaders, so-called leaders of these countries, thinking they're going to make the choices for us. We need to make those final choices there, Bill. All right, let's go on to another one. Here we go.
When you sit down and you get past the comedy of it all, it really is striking how incomplete or how non-existent their job really is. Their job, as they have themselves admitted it is taught, is to poke power. Find out who's powerful, who's misusing the power, and so that they don't care. They literally don't care. They are so consumed with fear and outrage and hatred that it doesn't matter to them who their candidate is. It doesn't matter what their candidate is. It doesn't matter to the Democrats either. It's striking. It is really profound. Now, they know he's a big leftist, and they're happy about that. Don't misunderstand. They don't know the baggage. They don't know the hypocrisy. They don't know the baggage. They think they can mask it. They think they can cover it up. But they can't any longer, because they don't run the show any longer.
Rush. You're always... Now I know why they call you Rush, because you rush to judgment. Like, the right is so right, and the left is so wrong. I would say probably around 80-20. 80% the right is right. 20% the left is right. But you act as if there is no right with the left. And that's where you're wrong. The thing I'm thinking here is you have to take... For instance, you take the point that the religious right and how crazed they are about getting involved in our personal lives. And then you take the left who, wants to have all these social programs. I'm sorry, folks, but, there's give and take with everything. So, the right isn't always right and the left isn't always wrong, but... When you I'm trying to be down the center, but I have to tell you, folks, I always lean to the right. I don't know what it is. I'm trying to be in the center, but I have to say I lean to the right. All right, let's go on to the next episode. Here we go.
And so here we go, 1-800-449-8255, phone number. But to me, although this is a big day for those of you who are political junkies, and let's face it, it's a big day in some ways, but the opening litany, where all the leaders of different faiths, you had the priest, you had the rabbi, you had to this and you had to that, praying in unison. But it got even worse later. Listen to clip 16.
We believe that the children are the future because we believe that we occupy this earth simply as caretakers, given the great responsibility of stewardship of this beautiful planet, because we believe that we are all, every one of us, made in the image of our Creator by whatever name we call him or her.
Oh, how occurrent. Oh, how occurrent. Now, if that woman didn't sound like a low-grade moron in high school who was reading somebody else's words, some platitudes that she read on a Hallmark card, I'd like to know who is this jerk? Leah Dougherty, who was tapped by DNC Howard Dean to serve as the CEO of the 08 Democrat Convention, who hosted the DNC Interfaith Congress? You're telling me that the Democrats are the party of faith? Are you people crazy? These are atheists. 99% of them mock religion. They hate religion. And you want me to prove it to you? Here's Joseph Biden's voting record. Would you like me to read some of the things that the great Joe Biden actually has done? Oh, I can go down the list. No on requiring schools to allow voluntary prayer. And many other things related to that. No.
I think what this lady said was beautiful. And then, Michael, you come along and you rip it apart, because that's what you do. You come along and anything that any left person says, you find fault and wrong with it. Now, I know what you're getting at. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to say that, well, maybe the first portion of her speech was, you know, maybe it was enlightening, but then she went into this whole thing where, well, it doesn't matter who you are or what you are, and you can do anything you want kind of thing. And I think that's what gets you. But see, why don't you just leave it the way it is? Because there isn't really anything there. There's no substance there. Nobody really cares what this lady has to say. It doesn't really matter. I mean, she can speak at this convention or whatever. Who's listening? You know, the people who are going to vote for those people anyway are the ones listening. I mean, you're listening because you're just trying to find stuff and you're trying to steer the, you know, whoever is listening to you in the right direction, which is really confusing because you're all over the place, Michael. You're not giving us any direction. You're kind of saying, well, they don't know what they're doing over there on the left. And as far as the right is concerned, they don't know what they're doing on the right. But, you know, I mean, you're talking about McCain's latest pick. I think it's a good time to bring that in with what's her name? I should be ready. You know, right off the spot, I should be able to say, oh, the vice presidential candidate for the Republican Party is Sarah Palin. Who is that? I've never heard of her. But does that matter? I never heard of Barack Obama either. I mean, at least a governor, I think, is a higher level than senator. I think. I'm pretty sure. I don't know how many people would argue with that. I think, at first, it struck a wrong chord because I saw the other options he had, other choices he had. But then I started thinking about it, and I started listening to her and hearing more about her. And I'm thinking, you know what? This is going to be good. Now, Michael, you said that you think McCain just now threw the election. He's not going to have a chance with her by his side. I think you're completely wrong. I think it's an amazing choice. And I can say that the reason is because if you look at her record, if you look at the people that are behind her, I know Alaska's a small, you know, state. I mean, you know, it's not like a New York or LA, but it is part of our United States. And she knows the way things work. So she knows the way things work within a body of a family. The only thing I can say is, I know you women are going to hate me right now when I say this, but it's The Voice. I haven't heard a woman's voice that I like, in a sense that I would want to be having somebody to be our leader and that I have to listen to all the time about what's going on and what they're going to do for our country. And there's something about a woman's voice that just is screechy and gnawing, and I don't know. I know I'm going to get a million letters, a million emails, and a million complaints for saying this, But you tell me, you show me a woman that can compare her, the voice of a man like a Romney or somebody like that who's well-spoken and articulate. I'm not saying women aren't articulate. Don't, you know, you're going to take this all wrong. I hope I can be clear about this. It's just the sound of a woman's voice coming at you is, it's heart-wrenching. It's gnawing. It's the migraine in the brain kind of a thing. Anyways, I still think it's a wise choice because we're not voting for her for president. We're voting for her for backup. And McCain, looks like he's healthy. I think he'll do a fine job. And enough of this with the Democrats saying this 4 years is going to be the same thing as the next 8 years. He's John McCain, and that was George Bush. Two different men with two different agendas. Look it up. Read about it. You'll see there is a difference, probably a major difference. All right, let's go on to our next excerpt. Here we go.
Pepsi Center. We want to welcome Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. How you doing, Congresswoman?
Good,
thank you for being here.
To be with you.
She is a Democrat from Florida, co-chair of the DCC's Red to Blue program. Taking states that are red, making them blue.
Taking congressional districts
red, making them blue.
Absolutely.
And
expand our majority.
And also expanding the majority in Congress. Looks like that's going to happen, the expanded majority. But before we get to all that stuff, Michelle Obama just gave a tremendous speech, didn't she?
She really did. It was so inspirational. It showed all the facets that are Michelle Obama, the wonderful mom, the community activist, the professional attorney that she is, and she just did a fantastic job.
You know, we've heard the right wing attack her, saying she never loved her country, or said that she loved, all that stuff that just, you know, tonight was probably the first night many Americans got a chance to see Craig Robinson. And you know, Michelle's older brother,
right.
And Michelle, and get introduced to a small degree to the Obama family. This is all new information for lots of Americans.
It really is. This is Michelle's first, major national exposure. I mean, now she's had sort of bits and pieces of exposure to smaller groups.
Listen, Alan Combs or whatever, I don't know, that's what they call you, Alan Combs. Is that your real name? You're probably the guy that I can listen to the most on the left. You're a very knowledgeable guy, and you got a good sounding voice, and you don't mess up too much as far as what you're trying to articulate. But you're just you're like the people on the right who think that the right can do no wrong, like your Pragers and your Medveds and people like that. You're like the extreme on the left where the left can do no wrong. They can say no wrong. You know, what you don't do is you're not fair and balanced. We just all better pray that this fairness doctrine doesn't pass, because if it does, we all are going to have major problems, because it's not just going to be radio that's going to suffer. It's going to leak over to everything else. I mean, I don't know why they'd even want to pass it, because, as far as the network news and all that, you guys on the left, with the big papers like the LA Times, New York Times, you already have it all sewed up as far as, where you want, how you want to present the country. And trying to make us look like we're some kind of third world country. I don't know why you're trying to turn us into that, but us people on the right, I don't want to class myself on the right because I'm trying to be down the center, but it's certain things, as far as this country goes, I'm just way conservative about wanting to protect our nationalist, the way Americans ought to be. I mean, thinking about that we're not part of the global world, we're just part of our own country that's in a world. That's what I'm trying to say. Well, anyways, I hope I articulated that so you can understand where I'm coming from here with that. But going back to this, talking about, her speech and how wonderful she is and how wonderful she speaks. Who cares? What is she? Who is she? What is she going to do? She's going to be the man behind the president? I mean, it doesn't matter what she said. We already know how she really feels, because we've already caught her saying things about America that's just not right. It's all about association, folks. You need, before you get in that voting booth, no matter, and this is a free country, you can vote for whoever you want, but I think it's really important to really decide on association. Who does the candidate, or Barack Obama, who does he associate with himself? People like William Ayers, people like Jeremy Wright, that's what I'm talking about. Think of the people who McCain associates himself with, Lieberman, Joseph Lieberman. I mean, you have to realize, folks, there's a huge difference between these two candidates. So really be mindful of that. Let's see here. Let's go on to another excerpt and see what we got here. Here we go.
That I noticed that the last time we took care, watched their son, our grandson, for a couple of, it was odd though, but it was for like 2 weeks because they were.
Okay, what was the problem, Monty? What was the problem?
Well, he always seems so skinny, scrawny.
So did I, so did my son. Skinniness sort of ran in my family.
Yeah,
if you think he's undernourished or something, you saw him, then it runs in your family, then I don't know why you're behaving like this.
I was just.
Did he have energy?
I'm.
Sir, did he have energy?
Did he have what?
Did he have energy?
Yes.
He had energy. Good.
Yes.
Did he?
A lot of energy.
Did he eat his meals?
The ones we fed him, eat everything, and then some.
Okay. Sounds like a healthy kid. People are just skinny. You know, just the way it is. And if it runs in your family, I suggest you not. Maybe this is related to your other call about your parents. Maybe it's hard for you not to see yourself as being involved in everybody's things.
Well, you know, your callers deserve what you're going to get. You know, you call up shows looking for advice. Why? I have no idea why people do that. I mean, I listen to these callers and then I listen to advice and the whole thing is just, it's unbelievable to me. I mean, how people can't decide on their own of what they need to do or if they need help to get the right help. They're not going to get it from somebody who doesn't know you or know your child. I mean, I don't even know why anybody would listen to these shows. I guess I know why. Well, actually, I know why I listen to them, because I think it's fascinating to hear all these people's problems. So, I don't know. I think all you people out there, you're just a bunch of guinea pigs, and you're just actually for our own entertainment. All your problems out there that we're listening to is our entertainment. The worse your problem, the happier I get. I don't know what it is. I'm kind of like George Carlin that way. I mean, the more catastrophe, the more things are messed up in people's lives, the happier it is. I get. I don't know what it is. It's maybe there's a little bit of sickness in me. I don't know. I mean, we all have a little bit of sickness in all of us. I mean, there's a little sickness in all of us. So, and that's why we're calling these shows. But, you know, to have somebody do an evaluation on your son and his eating habits and you know what's wrong with him and everything else over the phone without seeing a medical doctor or some kind of doctor, homeopath doctor, I don't care. But someone's physically got to meet your child, know what's going on with that child, know how they're living, and know their lifestyle, know to make a determination if there's something wrong with them. People, come on, think. Be mindful of what you're doing. You're just entertainment to all of us. Anyways, keep the calls coming in, because if they stop, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know who I'm going to listen to, because, you know, it could get a little boring. So keep those problems. Keep the problems getting worse for all of you. And that way we'll have something that we can all listen to and get some enjoyment out of. All right, here we go. We're going on to our final excerpt. We're going to finish off a little bit of religion. Then we're going to get into the headline stories for the week. And then we'll close out. So here we go on to the next excerpt. Here we go.
Time for war. Even in scripture it says that there will be just wars. Even I myself said I didn't come to bring peace, I came to bring division. I came to bring a sword, divide mother against son and father against daughter in Matthew. And the purpose of that is to understand that there are things that are worthy of fighting for. There are things in which you can fight for justly. But the blame game or attaching my name to it doesn't always make it a just war. Or removing me from the equation doesn't make it an unjust war. When it comes to what you're going through, Mel, I have to tell you that your healthy attitude is going to be an inspiration to others listening to know that it's this concept of worrying over and over about things that you can do nothing about is really futile. There's no, it helps nothing, it builds nothing, it creates nothing except stress and strife.
That's the way it is. Human beings, in their minds, are always trying to figure out what their next step is going to be. And you can tell somebody, well, I don't think you should worry, don't think about it. That's not going to happen. It's not in our nature. That's what we do. We do it all night long. Sometimes we have to take medication. It's not good. Medication is not good. But if you have to, you know, even take some herbs or something to try to calm down. But that's what our nature is. We're trying, our instincts are, from, if you go to the primitive things, is survival. And surviving means having to make choices. And they could be the most petty things. They could be the most materialistic things. It doesn't matter. That's just who we are now. Our decisions that we make now have no relevancy of what we were like when we were cavemen. We have a lot, we're different beings than we used to be. I've been contemplating about getting a car. What kind of car? Should I get the car? Should I buy the car? I mean, these are the things. And then, you know, I'll find myself waking up. Did I get all the information I need about the car? I mean, it's we all do this. And I think it's normal. And to try to tell somebody that they shouldn't have these thoughts, forget about it. It's not going to happen. All right. So anyways, that's why I keep telling you folks, you know, you keep calling up these shows looking for advice and you're not getting any. You got to make your own choices. You got to deal with things the way you got to deal with them. All right. So we delved a little bit into the McCain pick. Like I said earlier, I'm really I'm thrilled about it after getting to hear about her. And I feel like I know her because we all have a soccer mom in our life and she's brilliant. So anyways, I think this is going to really do a lot of good for the Republican Party. I really do. I listened to a little bit of Bill and Hillary went to the Democratic Convention, and I was just completely annoyed. They're so about themselves, and they're so hypocritical, and they lie and they don't tell what the way it really is, and they change their mind. I mean, they're the biggest flip-floppers ever to, I mean, John Kerry doesn't hold a candle to these flip-floppers. Okay, it's been reported that the Arctic ice is at its lowest level since they've been, you know, recording it. Folks, we can all worry about it, and we can all think about it. And I think that might not be such a bad thing if we're mindful about how we, you know, where we throw our garbage, or how we, you know, throwing cigarette out, you know, our car windows and doing, you know, things to, you know, other people that are not right. I mean, I think that if we, you know, if we get scared enough into thinking that, you know, we take better care of our country and ourselves, that things will get better. And if they do, they probably, you know, maybe not get better, because I don't know if anything really gets better. Maybe just slow it down, this whole negative thing that's working against the human species. I mean, eventually everything dies. So we have to keep going with our technological breakthroughs with the aerospace and everything else, because that's where we need to go. That's where we're going next. So we can't fight that. So we just have to, you know, learn how to just all get along. As the famous Rodney King once said, let's just all get along. Let's see. I think I want to talk a little about health insurance because I think that's a real prying issue of today. It just pries into our beings that we just feel like we don't know what to do, where to go, how to deal with this, and how we pay for this and that. All I can say, folks, is that you're not going to get anything better anywhere else on this planet. So we need to just, you know, band together, try to work it out in such a way that we keep it private, but we still have programs out there for, you know, the people who just can't seem to get it together. And that's the way it's been. I think that's the way it should be, but just work on it to make it better. I think if you get a Democrat in there and you have them, you know, deciding that they're just going to do the whole Robin Hood thing and they're going to tax the heck out of everybody, everybody's going to pay for it one way or the other. Because as a business owner, when you tax me, I can't spread my wealth to my employees and make their lives better because now I'm paying more. And I can't certainly go out and buy the things that I want to buy as much as I would like to because now I'm paying more taxes. So it's the trickle down theory, and it works in a real negative way. I think that where we should be is where Mike Huckabee is, and that is no tax. Just make a consumption tax. Whatever you buy, you pay tax on, and that's it. And maybe the property tax, as long as it's tied to, you know, Proposition 13 or whatever. So anyways, I'm going to leave you today. I hope you got something out of this show. We try to keep this show at around a half hour. Maybe we go a little over. But thank you for joining us. And feel free to send us any email comments that you have. And God bless. And bye-bye.